Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey there, and welcome to another edition of the Weekday Podcast. Thanks so much for hanging out with us today. Our hope is that these few minutes every single weekday would offer encouragement, some practical help, and some spiritual nourishment. And if you do find them helpful, if you don't mind, would you consider hitting the subscribe button or even leaving a review in iTunes or whatever podcast app that you use? We'd be so grateful. Those simple acts, even though they take less than a minute to do, really go a long way in helping spread the word. And we'd love for you to do that if you feel up to it. Well, recently I was hanging out with a great group of folks, and we're talking about this idea of what is the first step in spiritual growth? What is that first step that every single one of us, that as we are asking the question, where do I start? What is that first step? And that first step really is the step of relationship. The step of relationship. And so let me sort of walk through the conversation with you and then ask you if you've taken that first step. Around here at our church, we believe that a relationship with God is vital. That's why we believe that salvation is a really big deal. Salvation is the word that many of us use to describe the rescuing that God does in the life of somebody that calls on Him. And this is really important. Some people ask, well, why is salvation such a big deal? Well, one of the reasons is because all of us need it. The Bible says that every single one of us have sin in our life. In fact, here's what Paul wrote in Romans 3, verse 10. He says, "None is righteous, no, not one. No one understands, no one seeks for God. All have turned aside. Together, they have become worthless. No one does good, not even one." And then he goes on to say in verse 23, he says, "For all," talking about all of us, "all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." And then he goes on to say in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." And so one of the reasons why we say that salvation is a really big deal is because every single one of us need rescuing, because every single one of us have sinned and we have the sin nature inside of us. But the good news about this first step of relationship is that Paul goes on to write in Romans 5, verse 7, he says, But God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. I love that. God doesn't wait for us to clean up our behavior. He doesn't ask for us to go through 40 days of sobriety. He doesn't say, well, make amends for all of your mistakes. Instead, he says that he showed his love for us even while we're still sinners. Even on our deepest, darkest day, Christ died for us. And so this is good news, because all of us sinned. All of us need that rescuing, and Jesus died for us to provide it. Here's what the Bible goes on to say in Romans 10, verse 9. He says, "But if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and if you believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved." And so he says, it's not your works. It's not something that you earn. It's that calling out to God and accepting that free gift. He says in Romans 10, verse 10, "For with the heart one believes and is justified, and with the mouth one confesses and is saved." And then in verse 13, he says, "For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord, they will be saved." And so this is a great conversation for us to have today, is to ask the question, do you have a relationship with God? Has there been a moment that you've received that free gift? Has there been a moment that you've confessed with your mouth and believed in your heart? And if so, here's what the Bible goes on to promise. In Romans 5:1, he says, "Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus." Romans 8:1 says, "There is now, therefore, no condemnation for those that are in Christ." And in Romans 8:38-39, "For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers nor height or depth, nor anything in all of creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord." And so I want to encourage you today to do a little soul search. Do a checkup on your heart. Has there ever been a moment that you've accepted God's free gift and put your trust and your faith in Jesus? And if that's never happened, I want to encourage you, that's the first step. That is the most important step, the step of relationship. And if you have done that, I want to encourage you to let that sink in and just say thank you to your Heavenly Father for rescuing you. There's something powerful when we live life in response to the gift of God. Well, have a great day today. If there's anything we can join you in praying for, drop us a note at prayer@sugarhillchurch.com. God bless.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.